We'll go shopping for Passover in just a few minutes, but before that, let's talk about Easter egg hunts, because every child and plenty of us grown-ups love it still. You've probably got one planned for Easter Sunday. But where did the tradition of chocolate eggs at Easter come from? RN's Alan Saunders has the answers.
Now, if my Easter egg isn't going to be a real egg, I want something damn special, and I don't mean chocolate. What I have in mind is something like the tercentenary jewelled Easter egg made 100 years ago this year by Peter Carl Fabergé for Tsar Nicholas II. The egg celebrates 3 centuries of Romanov rule with portraits framed in gold of the Romanov Tsars, each painted on ivory bordered by rose-cut diamonds. But of course you can't eat it. The egg you can eat is a symbol of the start of new life, the chick emerging from within the shell. The egg stands for the blood of Christ in the Eastern Orthodox Church, where it's dyed red, and the cracking of the shell represents Christ rising from the tomb. And you can eat it. You can hard boil it with onion skins to make it brown, and then, as in the north of England, go in for egg tapping contests. You hit each other's hard boiled eggs, the winner has the last intact egg, and the losers get to eat their eggs. Or you can do an egg dance, dancing round your eggs, trying not to break them. Or you can take part in a traditional pace egg play, in which the hero is killed and then resurrected. Frankly, I find it a letdown to go from these rich traditions to the chocolate egg, which these days starts to fill the supermarket shelves just after Christmas. They go back to Victorian times. A lot of these early eggs were solid, but once a method was found for making the chocolate flow into moulds, the way was opened for the eggs we know and some of you love. But nobody dyes them red, nobody rolls them, dances round them, or uses them as a centrepiece in a cosmic drama. So where's the fun in that?